In South Africa, ruling party members are choosing the person likely to become the country's next president, and they're jubilant. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. South Africa's governing African National Congress is choosing a new leader. The nation, once led by Nelson Mandela, is languishing economically amid corruption allegations against the incumbent president, Jacob Zuma. He'll be succeeded by either his ex-wife, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, or by the deputy president, wealthy businessman Cyril Ramaphosa. The BBC's Lerato Mbele in Johannesburg has been telling me more.
South Africa has been facing severe headwinds. We're dealing with a volatile currency, business confidence at its lowest level. We're talking about unemployment levels being at their highest level in almost two decades, and poverty having worsened. And then, of course, there's this issue of restoring confidence with international ratings agencies, who two of the more prominent ones have downgraded South Africa's investment status and even the currency.
And there are two very different candidates here. One of them will become the leader of the ANC. Just talk us through the big differences between them.
The first one, who seems to be the front runner, Cyril Ramaphosa, is a billionaire turned politician. He was the Secretary General of the ANC during the days of Nelson Mandela. He's worked extensively in the business community. He was also a negotiator of the renowned South African Constitution. So he's got very strong credentials in business, in the civil rights movement, and is a candidate who appeals even to segments of Labour. The second candidate also has very strong party political credentials. She's been a loyal cadre of the ANC. She was an exiled member of the Liberation Party, a medical doctor by training. She served in the Mandela government, in the subsequent government of Thabo Mbeki, and even in the later government of Jacob Zuma, and then later had an international profile when she was elected the first female chairperson of the African Union. Her only real impediment is that she's also the ex-wife of a really flawed and divisive character, the current president, Jacob Zuma.
So could this then be a big turning point for South Africa?
If you believe that the ANC is still likely to be a party that leads South Africa into the elections of 2019 and will govern for the next era, then you have to reconcile yourself to the fact that it's one of these two candidates, whether you believe they will be bold enough to do something different.
Lerato Mbele there in Johannesburg. Right, let's do the numbers. After rallying late last week, South Africa's currency, the rand, has endured choppy trading as investors await the results of that ANC vote. Now, what do you give the cow that has everything for Christmas? You might want to consider some wearable technology, electronic gadgets which farmers attach to their animals to monitor their health and well-being. A tip is the new growth market in the years ahead. Mike Johnson reports on what could be a turning point in the cowshed.
They're having their morning feed.
Paul Thomas is a busy beef farmer in Berkshire in the south of England. He looks after 170 cattle single-handed, and he uses the latest technology to help him do it.
This cow in this pen is Lexi, due to calve within the next couple of days. So we're now going to put this device on her tail.
Paul has two of these moo calls, which he moves around his cows as they approach labour.
This device records movement in the top of the tail. As a cow reaches a point of calving, the tail starts twitching more as she can feel movement within the pelvis area. This will send a text message to my phone. This is a text message now that's come from Jasmine. This is a cow we're waiting to calve. And it says, this is a message from Mukul to make you aware of the high cow activity in the last 1 hour.
It means Paul Thomas gets more sleep at night because he doesn't have to keep a constant vigil in the cowshed during calving season.
It will actually detect cows calving very often before we can even visibly tell that they're in the stages of labour.
Okay, come over here and show me how to turn this thing on. Show me how you milk the cow.
The market for animal wearables, worth around $1 billion today, is predicted to treble in size in just the next 3 years. They're being used not just to predict when a cow will give birth, but also to monitor the quality of her milk and even forecast when she's most likely to get pregnant.
There is a danger that computers can do too much brain work. However, that's down to the farmer to make sure that he remains a stockman. It simply allows us to be able to care for the stock actually in a more humane fashion.
Mike Johnson reporting there. And finally, it seems the Force is still with Star Wars. Comscore says the global sales of Last Jedi movie reached $450 million in its first weekend. So it will likely become the top-grossing movie of the year. The enduring appeal of the Star Wars brand is great news for Disney and its investors. There are 5 more Star Wars films in the works. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.